Hello, everyone. Welcome back to theater.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the theater. Settle down in these nice red seats that we have. Welcome
I
to
know.
Uncensored Radio's Assigned Seating. It's been a little while since we've gotten together, but it's always nice to
Since we
always,
got together,
always,
you
no. Oh, yeah. In person, it's been a while, V. It's been a while.
I do like
It's
that
all.
new opening credit with the
Yeah,
film
it's very
sound.
nice. It's
Very
very
nice.
AMC,
That's
very
good.
AMC, isn't it? Very
It
AMC.
is very
Very.
AMC. The only thing missing is Nicole.
I know. Nicole Kidman. Nicole. Dreams are
Nicole.
real in a place like this. God love you, Nicole. But yes, as you can see, it's only V and I today. We're keeping things nice and intimate. Everyone else seems to have disappeared off the face of the earth, for some reason. But you can always rely on me and V, isn't that right, V? Always rely on us. We're here to make sure that people have a show.
Ribbon
And
stock. That's us.
what a sh what, we're professionals.
Well, I would just like to take this moment to get my fat
Okay.
bitch on, if I could borrow a
Okay.
phrase.
Go.
I wanted to talk about the Oscars, but I was voted down, and all the people who voted me down are not on.
Correct, correct. We can have a
Now we're
little
all
talk.
prepared for a wholly different show, and it's just you and me.
That's okay. We can have a little Oscars talk. It was a bit of a feel good Oscars this year, wasn't it? They were
Was lovely. I enjoyed it a
everyone
lot. I
got
didn't
their
have any
vote
bad
on and
feelings. I just unplugged my light. Sorry. I didn't have
oh,
any
there you go.
bad feelings about Angela Bassett not winning. I thought
I
that
know, and
wasn't
I
a
think
bad thing.
she
Wasn't a
it's not like
crime.
she yeah, she didn't win she just didn't win the Oscar. She won a lot of other awards. You know what I mean? Throughout
She was the
season.
first human nominated from a Marvel film. I
Right,
mean,
yeah.
come on. Talk about breaking a glass ceiling.
I think we
No
all just
other
have to
Marvel film has
realize.
won anything.
Yeah, we all just have to realize that not everyone can win because of goodwill all the time. Like,
Right.
and people do, like, people are upset that Austin Butler didn't win either. It's like, well, sometimes you don't win. Sometimes you don't win. Like, it's just
Austin
that way.
Butler was amazing. He really was. I gotta give it to him. The kid was kick ass. But he's young. He's pretty. Hollywood's gonna be adoring him for a lot of years. Brendan Fraser got me too'd right out of the blacklisted right out of the business, and as mumbling and inarticulate as his speech was, he did give you the feels,
Yeah. Between him, Michelle Yeoh, and Jamie Lee Curtis, the feels were high, I believe.
Yes, the feels were
Yeah.
pretty high. I
Feels
mean,
were pretty high.
Ki Hwang, I can't even say his name. Ki Hui, the guy who won Best Supporting Actor from Everything
Short round.
Everywhere. Short round. Short round. Had me bawling. I mean, he was one of the first
Right.
awards, and he's like, Mom, I won the Oscar. And I'm like, oh my God.
He's had an amazing career resurgence, and everyone's like,
Yes.
oh, isn't it feel good? But you've also got to realize that this is the industry that wouldn't hire him for 30 plus years. It's like, I think we disappear off our own ass a little while for the Oscars and go, aren't we good for recognizing these people? It's like, you were also the
Well,
industry that couldn't hire them.
and again, getting my own fat bitch on. For all the inclusion that they were working on, not a lot of Hispanics in that
No,
crowd.
no, 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 no. But look,
Okay.
there's always going to be someone underrepresented, right?
Right.
Patty Jenkins wasn't happy with the lack of female directors. It's just not everyone can win, not everyone can be represented. That's the whole point of awards, right?
Well, at the end of the day, it's a popularity contest.
Right.
So there were
It
several
doesn't.
popular kids. Only one of
It
them could
doesn't
get the
mean,
big
yeah.
statue.
It doesn't mean anyone's efforts is any less than or any
Right.
better than. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I've always had a soft spot for Jamie Lee Curtis, so her award win was very nice, and yeah. I love she has changed her mind in recent years about, you know, the movies that gave her her career and that she celebrated.
Right,
her
she doesn't
movies
want to distance herself from. And that, same with Brendan Fraser, you know, he spent so many years trying to distance himself from Encino Man. Yeah. And it was an Encino Man party.
Exactly. And then I really liked the end of Jamie Lee's speech where she said, yeah. My mom and my dad were both nominated for an Oscar, but I won one. That was that was nice. I was like, oh, she'd be so proud.
You know.
She'd be so proud.
And Michelle Yeoh, you're never too old.
Yeah, exactly. So Oscars, pretty feel good. No huge upsets. No one got slapped. It was all good.
No, yeah, it was nice.
All good. But today, yeah. Because you know we're talking movies, we're in the movie theater. We're gonna go back a ways now. Oh my God, I feel
quite
so
a ways.
Old. I feel old.
I gotta say, yeah, I feel old. This movie first came up, I thought, oh, we're going to dig that one out of mothballs. And as I was rewatching it today, I'm like, you know, it's really sad to say, yeah, but this is you know still what? Relevant.
Exactly. And for those of you that don't know, we're finally getting to the point. Today's Assigned Seating. We are sitting down and rewatching 1995's Tu Wong Fu, oh. Thanks for Everything. Julie Newmar, possibly one of the longest titles in movie history.
That's I know,
okay.
Right?
That's all good. Like so, of course,
just put
Tu Wong Fu. Exactly. Starring Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo. Now, this. All right. Let's bite the bullet. Let's talk about it right now. This is okay. A movie. This is a movie of its time.
Yeah,
it was made in 1995.
Yeah.
So if you are easily upset or triggered by language and humor of that time, this is not the movie for you. It is a strongly, and even you watch it now and it's become a satire almost. You know what I mean? Like,
but
it was a comedy and now it's become this like satirical look at America
Ooh,
today. Oh, she's fixed it.
Yeah. And the language, I mean, there are some moments where the language is a little cringy, you know, but still, it's still relevant. It really is.
Exactly.
You
and
know,
we have talked about this before.
Better than a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Like, you and I especially talk about giving art its time and having to think about it mm-hmm. in the context of when it was created. Movies like this and like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert were made so that we could have the Call Me By Your Names and the Brokeback
right.
Mountains and the stuff. So the people that were, you know, of age at this time and out there fighting for the rights of gay people, of transgender people, of drag queens, of, you know, any sexuality other than cis white males, are the reason that you can walk down the streets in some places holding hands with your partner.
Right.
And you can get married.
And you can, you know, yeah. And men can wear pearls and heels and,
yeah.
and eyeliner and nobody
exactly.
cares. Well, mostly
so we have
nobody
to,
cares.
Mostly nobody cares.
Yeah.
We have to look at it in context is a big thing for this movie.
Right.
And I think any movie you have to look at. But the one thing that I have to say about this movie is I forgot how much fun this movie is and how
yes.
heartwarming. It's a sweet movie.
It's a feel-good movie.
Given that it is a movie based on, you know, prejudice and bigotry, it hits you right there, these ones here. You're like,
well,
aww.
It hits you right there because love wins in the end.
So, it's nice to see. Yeah, it is nice to see love winning, you know. So, do you know who we have to thank for this movie?
It's
going
a Spielberg
ahead,
feature.
It is a Spielberg feature. So, originally, it was intended to be a stage play.
Right.
And it was inspired by an anti-gay propaganda film called The Gay Agenda. And so I thought,
inspired by Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Well, that's arguable because Priscilla did come a year before, but they would have been in production at the same time. So, you know, it's like,
I always thought it was the American answer to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Well, that's the way it's looked at, especially over here. Everyone's like, because Australia holds Priscilla so close to our hearts. So we're
Priscilla's also a Priscilla. Great movie. And it can't mention Tu Wong Fu without mentioning Priscilla.
Of course, of course. But yeah, so it's a Spielberg movie. So Spielberg loved the scripts. And one person pushed it into, you know, into production on a plane ride. And we have that one person is the dearly departed Robin Williams, who did a cold reading for Spielberg of the script while on a plane. He was mesmerized, apparently. And he offered Robin whatever role he wanted, and Robin just took his small little role that he has, his small but effective role, and let other people shine. And I've got to say, these guys did pretty damn well. Like, they did. Let's look at our queens. Of course, we have the dearly departed Patrick Swayze as Miss Vida Boheme. Wesley Snipes. I always to this day can't deal with the fact that he's Wesley Snipes as Nubs Demon Jackson,
and that I love more in retrospect than I did appreciate at the time that Wesley got a basketball scene.
Yeah, I know, right? And it kid of the 90s. John Leguizamo as Chichi Rodriguez, who this role was specifically written for him, wasn't apparently originally in the script.
Stage character that he did. I don't think it was named Chichi Rodriguez, but he did a whole comedy special, like an hour-long special where he was in drag talking as a Puerto Rican drag queen.
So it was
pretty impressive.
And look, I think they are... No, there's not a weak link. This whole cast. There's not a weak link in the whole cast. There are some names and faces here. Shut up. I forgot about you.
I know, exactly.
I forgot about you.
Like I was saying earlier, I don't know if I said it on air or not. We're in the middle of a blizzard. It's been snowing for 24 hours here. And nurses don't usually get the day off, but they shut down all the county roads, so the clinic got closed at 12:30, and by the time I finished what I was doing, it was 1:30 by the time I got home. But we won't talk about that. Anyway, I figured, well, since I'm home early, I could catch up on, I could refresh my Priscilla Queen of the Desert memories, and then I kept going, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Tu Wong Fu, Vera, not Priscilla. Get it right.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
that's
my hand.
But yeah, it's a nice little view. I settled in late last night with it. Was like, oh, I feel settled. So yeah, these three lovely ladies are competing in the Miss Drag Queen of America pageant. Now, if you didn't get what kind of movie this was going to be, I have two words, one sentence for you. RuPaul as a drag queen named Rachel Tension in the Confederate flag. What is that?
Isn't that beautiful? That is such a moment.
And people tried to come for Rue for this year.
Oh, fuck.
They're like, you're wearing a Confederate flag. But I'm like, it's a comedy. Her name is Rachel Tension.
Than anything Alanis Morissette wrote.
Rachel Tension gets me every time. I live for it. So, of course, Noxima and Vida win. They are joint winners. First time ever joint winners. But as they are going to head to the bright lights of California, they get distracted by poor little kids. And one of my favorite parts of the movie, little Latin boy in drag, why are you crying? Ask her why she's crying. It's just so good. So poor Chichi Rodriguez has, I guess, ambitions beyond her ability at the moment. She is she's a boy in a dress, as they call her at the moment. Now that is, you know. I know, people. We know.
It's cringy, yeah, you know.
It's cringy. And look, the definitions and the terminology they use for trans people and, you know, all that is a little bit,
I had this discussion with my niece once when I inadvertently referred to somebody as a tranny. And I'm like, I'm sorry. In my day, that was the chosen term.
Yeah, in my day when we were fighting for that term to even be in the lexicon and make it, you know, not a horrible word, it was acceptable and it was funny, and that's what the culture used, as opposed to people being offended on, you know, the LGBTQ plus community's behalf,
right,
over a word.
But
you know, words are words, and they have the power you give them.
Exactly. I say this all the time. It's like, you can call someone sweetheart and mean it as an insult, you know?
Bless your heart, you know?
And you can call someone a shithead and mean it affectionately.
Exactly. You know?
It's about intention, you know? Certainly, this movie's intention was always correct, even though words are difficult in our modern day.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So they take Chi-Chi on as their protege, as their project, and they decide that they're going to take Chi-Chi with them to California.
Well, Vita decides.
Vita decides. Noxie, not really so much.
Wasn't behind it until the end.
Noxie, not so much. But they have to get. They have to figure right out a way of getting there, and this is where we meet Robin Williams.
Yes.
As John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I love that name. I forgot that completely.
I know. His name is my name too. I love Wesley Snipes just delivers like these tiny, tiny little lines and that I forgot about. And he cracks me up. And this is Birdcage Robin Williams. This is, you know. Robin always did the flamboyant well. Robin was, Robin could do anything Robin turned his hand to, he could do and make it through comedy an effective satire, a way of, you know, relating and softening things. Like, and he did
what
it here
he did
in
with
this.
Genie. They stopped scripting him and just let him go wild.
this tiny scene, he is heartwarming. He is just everything. It makes me miss Robin Williams. I'm like, oh.
I miss there Robin Williams. Of all the stars that have been in memoriam in my lifetime, he's one of the favorites.
He's a big one. So they cash their plane tickets in. They were going to go by bus. They were going to go by train, but no.
Nope. They decided to rent.
They did. They decided to go and find a 1967 Cadillac DeVille because they had to make the choice of style or substance.
I know.
Huge surprise what the Queen stake. Now they do have a very important fourth passenger. From the wall of the restaurant, they take the picture.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going. I'm sorry.
Of one Miss Julie Newmar as their, I guess, their patron saint, right? Julie Newmar is the statuesque, as Vita says, the statuesque goddess that is guiding them on this quest, overseeing them. And it's all very, I love it. I just, there's so much in this movie that it's farcical, but it has a heart, and it does it in the right way.
Oh, it has so much heart. I mean,
it has so much heart.
The friendship between Vita and
we're gonna get there. I love it.
Oh my god,
we get to see other parts of them as well, especially when we go to Venus' Venus' hometown, and we go past her parents' house. Like,
yep.
Again, another great Wesley starts. Oh, there is going to be a barbecue at Twin Oaks tonight.
Twelve Oaks tonight.
So fun. I got my girl with the ring reference from here. Oh my god, I've seen that movie.
Me and Gone with the Wind, okay?
I have seen that movie 900,000 times as well. I can't believe I got it wrong.
I had a Gone with the Wind beach towel.
Oh, wow. That is passion. So we get to see that, you know, despite their outward appearance and, you know, confidence, that there is a little bit of, you know, darkness/sadness.
Right.
In their own story, which is very much the story of the community at the time. What I do give this movie is it doesn't dwell in it. And
no.
It's and people go, well, that's not reality. Not everything has to be factually based for it to have some kind of
story/message.
You know what I mean?
What is reality? You know,
exactly. One person's reality isn't someone else's. So it doesn't have to be this dark, depressing story to teach us something.
Right. You know?
I can't. Every time we run into Sheriff Dullin, I can't. He's just so good. So, of course, because it's a road movie, the ladies run into a little bit of trouble when they are pulled over. Vita realizes that there might be a slight problem because the name on her license is Eugene. Eugene. This is where we meet Sheriff Dullard, you could talk for an hour on this character alone. There is some weird repression/I don't know what is going on with here. So he does try to assault Miss Vita, and
he actually fondled her.
Yes. He said, yeah. She did say no several times there, folks.
Yep.
And then Patrick Swayze delivers the, get your hand up my dick, buddy.
Yep. There it is.
And stalks him out. Now the ladies think that they have actually killed Sheriff Dullin as they drive off into the night. So they do what any sensible queen would do. They pull over and have a costume change. But they go overnight. They find their hotel and they're worried because, you know, they're in the middle of the country and that's not necessarily the most accepting and safe area for queens, even to this day, as we are finding out.
Even more so.
The reception they get at the hotel, though, is one of welcome. And they're a bit bewildered. the rest of your parties are here. It is a female basketballers convention that has hit the hotel. And we get our Wesley Snipes basketball scene.
Yeah.
It is great. When he sings the bass, he's like, woo! And kicks his leg up and stuff.
And I'm the like, rainbow, Wesley. The rainbow. Yeah, here,
the
there.
Rainbow. He's like, and the the nails and everything.
Right.
For someone who is, especially after this movie, historically not so, I guess you would say, community supportive, he nailed this.
Yeah,
he nailed it. And that proves to me that he is a great actor because this is not Wesley Snipes, you know.
Right.
This is not the Wesley Snipes we know. This is a good actor.
Yeah, probably, you know, in his body of work, probably the biggest stretch and the most genuine.
But
delivery.
Also genuine. That's what I was going to say, genuine as well. It wasn't a caricature.
Really, he didn't need to distance himself from this film. It's among his better roles.
Especially when you think of how easy it would have been for him to go stereotypically over the top. Mm-hmm. He is probably right in the middle there in the Kinsey drag queen scale, I guess. Right. He's not flaming, but he is like, he embraces the Noxzema Jackson.
Yeah.
And there's another great Noxy line coming up, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the girls are on the run. Their car breaks down. And they have to get Snydersville. Now, Snydersville is every small town in America.
Yeah.
Right? One street, dead businesses, aging population. It's just not there. And the townsfolk of Snydersville are just well and truly amused/bemused by... Now, there are some fantastic character actors in here that
have
been in a lot of stuff, but I forgot that Blythe Danner was in this movie.
I forgot that Blythe Danner was in this movie. I thought and she did an amazing job.
She is amazing. Anything that she does, I love. When she's on Will and Grace as Marion, Will's mum, she's the archetypal stereotypical white wasp. It's just like, you are amazing. And she's you can believe her. She's not.
Yeah.
I feel like she, no offense, she's a better actress than her daughter.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, Blythe just sinks into that role and yeah. Like, I believe you grew up there, darling. You are of the people, for the people. And she's always got just that little air of the bitch to her. She's like the town gossip in this movie, right. And I enjoy it. Don't listen. She can't hear nothing. She's like, oh, that's offensive. But that's offensive, but it's okay. We'll roll with it. Right. We will roll with it. But for me, probably my favorite person in this movie is Miss Stocker Channing.
Yeah.
She is so good in this movie.
Amazing performances.
Right? She is so good. Stocker Channing
doesn't ever turn in a bad one.
I haven't ever seen her do anything bad either.
Yeah. Stage trained.
So, stage trained actress. Look, I mean, there's a reason why she was 30 in Greece, man. She's
right.
She knows her business. So, young Bobby Ray has brought them into town, and Stockard Channing, Carol Ann, runs the hotel. I guess hotel. It says on the says on the sign. And right. her husband Virgil is a town mechanic now. I think even from the very beginning, we don't see Virgil, but we can tell Virgil is,
dickhead.
Probably not the most modern man and a bit more, less said about Virgil, the better, because he does represent a big swath of America. So they realize that they are stuck. They're stuck in Snydersville for the weekend. Now, right. This was 1995. I don't know how quickly they expected to get car parts back in 1995. But
well, we didn't have Amazon for sure.
Exactly.
There was no 24-hour delivery.
Right. Yeah. So,
actually, in hindsight, wonder, God, how did they get it there in a weekend?
Exactly. How did they get there in the weekend, especially for an old car? Like,
right.
Someone obviously, it's middle America. Someone had something somewhere stashed away. So right. they have to ingrain themselves in this small town. Now, Chi-Chi is typical Chi-Chi and thinks that she can get through her days by, flirting with the boys. But these are a different breed of boy. And
Miss Chi-Chi gets herself in trouble.
It's just menacing. Let's not pretend it wasn't. It was an intense moment and something that I think if you were growing up in that time, you can relate to that feeling of going, I safe?
It's so funny that you bring this up, Stephen. I was so triggered when I saw this in theaters in 1995. That moment triggered me a lot. And I was just like, and watching it at home 30 years later, I'm just like, oh, It's okay. You know, I've seen so much worse since then.
But anyone that has been the subject of bullying and that has been the other,
right,
you know, in a, can relate to that. And it makes me go, ooh, every time. It makes me go, oh, she's, you know, there, but for the grace of God goes, you know, Chi-Chi. It could have been a Matthew Shepard story very easily.
Right.
It's what's happening around, you know, all that kind of stuff was happening. Still happens today, but, you know.
I remember being in the theater and struggling to keep myself from crying out or breathing. I was just like, ooh, you know, I was
something's gonna happen because triggered. we know that situation.
The word triggered back then.
No.
But you know
that situation. You can recognize it.
Yeah.
I
was terrified in that moment, and you know, it was
especially
it
for
was,
someone that wasn't white.
Right. Exactly.
Someone that's not, you know,
it was
straight.
Other. Yeah.
Who was other in a small town. You're like, oh, this could go really badly. But, you know, the heart of this show wins through. And Bobby Ray saves the day.
Yeah.
God love him. Just so innocent, Bobby Ray.
I'm sure God does. I'm sure he does. I love that scene. It's like during the end when Sheriff Dullard comes into town. Many dresses?
Now, the other ladies, while Chi-Chi's having her love affair, I think it's just a bit of puppy love. It's a bit cute to see. You know,
it is. It's very sweet.
He changes the sign to God love that Chi-Chi. I
know.
It's a bit cute. Mm-hmm. Noxie and Vina are struggling to entertain themselves, I guess one would say, in town. Yeah. After they have done their renovation scene, I do love the renovation scene with the Wonder Woman theme song. throwing the scarves around, and they whoop.
Perfectly magically,
exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. It's beautiful. The power of the gays, man. We can interior decorate like no one's business. It's done.
Just a bit of fabric and magic.
I know. They're sitting in the window looking. They're just looking. It's so cute. They discover that, A, there's nothing to do in this town. B, there is a lovely little friendship that springs up between our big bad Miss Noxie and the wife of the former owner of the cinemas.
Yeah.
She is so cute.
She
is adorable old lady. I was like, why are you so cute? I can't deal with that. I was like, oh, wow.
I've seen her. She's a great character actress.
She's been in a lot, but I can't pick what else.
I can't name her, but I can tell you she's been in a lot.
Yeah. They've discovered that, you know, the strawberry social is coming. The strawberry social.
So they have to make it fabulous.
Yeah. The strawberry social where we all make strawberry pies and we take them to the Sarah town.
And we eat them.
Another Blythe Danimo, but there's Noxie introducing herself to people. Going, Noxie McJackson, Jesse's girl. Like, I don't know if Jesse would claim in Miss Noxie, but you know, whatever.
Probably not.
But they queer eye the town.
They kind of do, queer, yeah.
This is queer eye before.
They certainly zhuzh up.
Well, they do the cafe first, the cafe / bar first. They have a day with the girls.
Yep.
Will we get our obligatory makeover scene?
Paint.
The day with the girls where they find clothing from the 60s, and God bless the stuttering store attendant who is a little bit fabulous on the inside, and you know, Vina can tell. She's like, I love it. She gives him the Diana Vreeland autobiography.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, okay. But they have a coming out. The ladies, this is as much of a you know, a moment right. for, you know, visibility of the community, it's about, you know, giving the women of this town a bit more power back as well. They were
right.
They are so dominated by men.
You know, fashion empowerment. I mean, you
and
know,
at, yeah. like age, the empowerment of age as well. Everyone just writes yeah. off. Right, yeah. Myrna. I think it's Myrna as yeah. just a bit lost in the head because when her husband died, she stopped talking. Mm-hmm. But that scene where they are talking about Dorothy Dandridge and Lena Horne yep. is yep. just so sweet and so yep. like she holds on to her memory book of the movie posters because that's what her and her husband loved and that's what Nazi
loves. Oh, the scene where she drops the photo. And yeah. Max is chasing her, and she starts running in a circle.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you. Wesley Snipes. Yeah, Wesley Snipes. You can't tell yeah. me that is not like he had to have fun. This oh, movie yeah. had to be fun. Like with the people that are on it, it had to be a fun movie to make. Mm. Now, in the background of all of this, you know, empowerment and stuff that is happening, Sheriff Dullin is hunting down drag queens and looking for them in flower
the
shops.
Big list.
Flower shops, ballet classes, like every stereotype.
Every stereotype
like,
in the book, stereotype. Yes. It was really... With the shoe, hilarious. the one shoe, the glass slipper, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it isn't all, you know, roses and beautifulness. We see that, you know, there is small town secrets, and Carol Ann is being well and truly abused by her husband, yes. Virgil.
My God. You know, talk about that tour de force, like I was saying. It's like
Stock
when
hard.
You taste the spice. And
she has that, yep, and then she has that reaction, and he doesn't hit her, but she, yeah, that was
yeah,
that hit
that
me last
like
night too.
A tour de force of head to toe in character. You could yep. feel every bit of tension in her body. That is a beautiful yep. moment.
Yeah, she's
actress.
Good.
She's
good.
So good. She
I was like,
so good.
Oh, you forget. Makes me want to watch. Wait, is it Where the Heart Is? That's yes, that's the warm up, baby, isn't it? Yeah, she's so good in that as well. Oh, so good. Yeah, but so she's being abused by Virgil, and as Venus says, "Do you ever not cry in this room?"
And talk about that pantsuit that Venus wearing in that scene.
I know, work the pantsuit. I love the
burnout velvet and multicolored. It was stunning. Oh,
it was.
Stunning.
I love that they had that size in the 60s, but you know, we're going to suspend our disbelief.
We're
at
suspending
point.
Our disbelief, okay?
You know, we're going to suspend it. But they're also trying, they're helping the younger generation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Chi-Chi sacrifices things for love and gets her final points, you know, to
yes.
become a drag queen. She does, I think that the maturing of Chi-Chi is something that is very relatable in, you know, in young, mm-hmm. Especially young gay culture when you go out to get yours and yours is what you get, and fuck everyone else. Right?
Right.
Especially in the 90s, I feel like that was very, like, it was a cutthroat time. Like, we were celebrating, like, Melrose Place and all these, like, bitches get what they want. But being human is ultimately what gives her what she wants in the end. And I think that's a really nice way. And, like, feeling empathy and getting out of her
yes.
own way, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they can affect people's lives in a positive way. Like, I love the character actress that plays, like, the real rough woman. What's her name? Oh, God.
Oh, you know, I don't even
that's
know.
I think that's Myrna. It sounds
she
like a Myrna name.
She has been in everything under the sun. She is a very memorable
yeah.
face.
She got a rough head on her. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you are on a... Loretta, that's it. It's Beth Grant as Loretta. She has been in so many things. And she always plays the kind of, you know, rougher looking woman, but
yeah,
she is so good. Like, she does
the, well, she was the original resting bitch face.
Yeah. The ensemble does so much with their tiny, tiny roles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's obviously situated around the three queens, but the ensemble don't let the ball drop. Whether from the kids to the older actors, they're all like, the interracial love story was cute.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's not a, yeah, I don't think that's a bad turn. They even educate the straight guys, as Miss Noxie.
I know.
Takes matters into her own hands, as it were.
Literally and figuratively.
Teaches them to, you know, have a shower, do your hair, wear a clean shirt.
Clean shirt. And say good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies. But the big turning point has to be when Vina, Noxie, and Chi-Chi hear Carol Ann being abused again and again.
Yeah.
Again, a Noxie moment. Oh, he's hitting again. Most likely. She's just like, nothing phases Noxie. She's like,
Most likely. Well, there was a scene where they were all on the porch and they're just like, the whole town had a he's hitting her again moment. You know?
Yeah. It's like these worst kept secrets of small towns, but, you know, sometimes it takes a drag queen.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a queen. And Vina, after being called, after Chi-Chi goes there, after Noxie's going, don't do it. You're a drag queen because you couldn't cut it as a man. Oh. And the wig comes off. Wig gets caught in the decoration.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you've done it now. So Ms. Vina Boheme goes and takes care of business, and even when Stockard isn't in the room, she's like, oh, he's gonna hurt her so bad. Like, you could, she's got that, she got it down. She's so good. I was like, why is she so good?
That really wasn't one of those performances that you have
that
to
isn't
see
recognized resistance. Enough.
Yeah.
And isn't recognized enough. Like,
you know, the distance and life make me appreciate so much more than I did in the original moment.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Vina sends Virgil running. And they're all having a lovely time. With Virgil gone, things can be happy, and, you know, they fall in love. People fall in love. They dance in the towns, like in the main street, and everyone dances. Like, that's the world you want to live in, right?
Right.
People dance in the middle of nowhere for no reason. And everyone gets along, and everyone can accept each other.
Everybody's got a clean shirt on.
Right, everyone's got a clean shirt on. Sheriff Dullin is having a very, very weird introspective moment in the bar where he's like, strong, masculine women embracing each other. It's like,
right.
Are you having a moment?
Muscular arms.
I know. It's like he stepped into the Blue Oyster out of the Police Academy. I was expecting some big muscle queen with a mustache to come up behind him and be like, "What a dance!" Like, that's what that felt like. I'm like, oh no. I don't know what we're supposed to think about Sheriff Dullin. Maybe he sees a little bit too much of himself in Vina and the girls.
Every homophobe is the fear of themselves. Not the fear of the gays, it's the fear of themselves.
Exactly. So they Virgil just happens to run into the bar and has a Cinderella moment with the see-through Lucite pump. Oh, wow. That is gorgeous. A gorgeous moment. I know who
and
fits
that
shoe.
And that leads to the other gorgeous Spartacus moment.
Which we're going to talk about right now. This is the heartwarming moment, right? This is the heartwarming moment where, you know, he comes burning into town, all one street of Snydersville.
Right.
one street of Snydersville.
Ready.
With its big old one table set up, ready to go, and demands the drag queens come out. And they come out in force.
Yep.
The whole town steps forward
yep.
to claim that shoe, dressed in red for their red yep. and wild Strawberry Fire Festival. Stockard Channing in the red wedding dress, very yep. symbolic, very nice. Like, everyone is there to protect mm-hmm. and save, and, you know, and that's for the, them to be seeing this, I think, was a lovely moment. I love it when Carolyn's daughter goes to look for them, and she's like,
yeah.
Miss Vina, Eddie Noxie. They're nowhere to be seen. Like, yep. Lazamo's on the door.
Yep.
Vina's wrapped up in a
shirt. Vina's like pretending to be a dead wig, and then she puts her head up.
Noxie just stands up from underneath the bed. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, yes. My God.
No, it was Noxie.
Yeah,
it wasn't Miss Vina.
Miss Noxie. Yeah.
Yep.
So the town of Snydersville sends him running.
Yeah.
Not only him.
I am Spartacus.
That's Spartacus moment. That's my shoe. I'm a drag queen.
Yeah. As it were. Drag king.
Yeah. I'm a drag queen, baby. That was like.
That was a good one. Yeah.
It was good. It was so cute. I loved it. And then not only Dullard, but Stockard said Virgil Packard.
Yep.
But I think the important thing is, with nothing, she doesn't get mm-hmm. physical. She doesn't even really say anything. All that has to happen is for him to see her as a strong woman, and he knows it's over.
Right.
He knows that whatever's happened or whatever's changed, it's not
she's
the
not
same
putting
woman
up with
anymore.
His shit no
she's
more.
Not. She is done, and it's like yes, it's one of those Ricky like
start fighting back.
It's one of those Ricky like, yes, bitch moments. You want to scream. You want to scream. You want to cry. You want to do all the things.
Yep.
And we have our Strawberry Festival. We have a dance party, another dance party in the middle of town, in the main street.
Yeah.
Where we vogue away and have a moment. And then we get the obligatory goodbye scene, which was really sad. I'm like, they're never gonna see these people again. I was like,
no.
Oh. And she gives her the letter for Robert Mitchum. I'm like,
I know, that was sweet. You gotta wonder what that letter said.
I know. I'm so like concerned. And the boys come and say goodbye to Auntie Noxie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chi-Chi
gets her flowers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vina mm-hmm. finds a friend.
Yeah.
That celebrates her for who she is.
Yeah.
Because Adam's apple.
Yep.
And it took, like, I love this part because it proves that just because it's a small town, she's not a yokel. Like, she can see
right.
what's in front of her face. And you don't need to judge people for anything
right.
other than what they show you. Just because what they look
right.
like and how they represent
Actions speak louder than words.
Like, she changed her life. She gave her life back. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful moment. And she considers herself very lucky to have a lady friend.
Yeah.
An Adam's apple. I'm like, Stockard. Yes. It would be so easy to play that. So easy to play that character as a yokel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
oh,
she
no,
has class. She has
wonderfully nuanced and
quiet class
layered
and dignity
and
yeah,
layers. Really amazing. I don't think I appreciated it enough when I saw it in theaters. You know, I watching it this afternoon in my snowstorm.
Context and experience.
Yeah.
Especially when she says, Vina, I don't see you as a man. I don't see you as a woman. I see you as an angel. I was like,
right. Oh,
stop.
Lovely.
Get in the car. I can't do emotions anymore. Get in the car. They get in the car. You know, they all decide they're going to stand up for what they want. Chi-Chi's going to find true love.
Bobby Ray finds Bobby Lynn.
Noxie's going to do Hollywood on her own terms, and Vina's going to go back home and demand the respect that she deserves. And
yes.
they've all you know, as much as they have taught the small town has taught them so much as well. Mm-hmm. But we are not at the end. We get the perfect cap on the end of this movie. Just when we fade to black, we go to the ceremony at someone, it looked like a mansion in LA, in California, and the new winner is crowned. Miss Chi-Chi Rodriguez
is the new
queen.
It's amazing.
And to top it all off, she's crowned by one.
Yeah.
Julie Newmar. I mean, come on. What a great little kappa on the end for to just be like, okay, gay, but fun. And that is Tu Wong Fu. And I think we have to, at the end of these episodes, we always ask, you know, out of five, how much we give the movie. So Vera, out of five, Lucite Heel.
4.7 out of 5. It was
Oh, wow, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I don't, and like I said earlier, I don't think I appreciated it first time around, but watching it this afternoon, it hit me in all the right places. It became so much more relevant. A really overlooked movie, I think.
Yeah, you definitely. Know? I think I'm going to agree. I think it's 4.5, nearly 5. It's nearly perfect. And it is overlooked because of the impact Priscilla had. I think people just go, oh, it's Priscilla. It's the American version of Priscilla, but it is a different movie. They are different stories.
They are totally different. And yeah,
it hits in different ways. And whereas, you know, Australia will obviously gravitate to Priscilla because it's one of our most successful movies.
The gay culture here in this country gravitated more towards Priscilla at the time.
But this is the thing: these movies helped put gay culture into a visibility spotlight that it didn't have before.
Right.
Like the late 90s isn't that far away, but
you move the needle, you know?
Yeah.
Move it to a better place, hopefully.
Exactly. A brilliant movie. I loved it. I think there is not a weak link in this cast. Even the townsfolk, everyone is given their all.
Mm-hmm.
Stockard Channing needs like a crown placed on her head. I think she's a very underrated actress, even in small roles, like the First Wives Club.
Yep.
She's only in it for like 2 seconds and you feel her, you feel the shadow of Stockard through the whole movie. But I'm going to say 4.75. It's good. So if you haven't watched Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. And you want a feel-good movie?
Yeah.
Give it a watch. Give it its space and put it in the context of the time it was made.
Right.
And let that go. Mm-hmm. Not everything can be progressive.
We didn't pop out of the womb woke.
No.
You know.
And for its time, this was progressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes,
the fact that this even made it slowly to the big screen.
This was moving the needle.
It's part of the history, folks. And it has been wonderful to sit here with you, V, and have a chat about it.
I love it when we
talk about random movies, and it makes me happy. we'll be back on Uncensored Radio again very, very soon with
probably 48 hours, right?
Yeah, 48 hours. We will have the recap of this week, and there's some big stories to discuss. But until then, we hope that you know, have a journey of style and substance.
Yes. And
have a great one. Much love. See you next time on Uncensored. Bye.